I've always really liked music, and I used to like a lot of different like jazz groups and stuff when I was really small. And I remember, you know, going to some concerts and thinking, boy, that's a great way to, you know, to, I couldn't imagine the people on the stage getting paid to do that. You know, I would have paid somebody to do it, you know. And I don't know, it was just kind of a natural thing, and I've always enjoyed music, like I say. And
nobody really pushed you into it then. It was something that you decided to do on your own.
Yeah, it really was. And as a matter of fact, it was I was going with a girl in high school that I was trying to impress, really, and that's why I did my first record, you know.
What you're talking about? What now? Which record?
Well, I'm Walking, but you say it's The Other Side is Teenager's Romance, you know. So it got kind of the same amount of play, I think, you know.
And you were trying to impress her with?
Well, yeah, I just remember taking her home one night and saying that I was going to make a record, you know. And she thought, oh, sure, yeah. And so I did. And, you know, it was like nobody realized the power that the television had at that time, you know. So it wasn't a thing that was planned like they do now. They almost make a kind of formula shows to so that people can sing on them, you know. But at that time, it was really an afterthought to do it on the show. And the exposure of doing the song on the show, it took about a week and a half to sell a million records, which... much to everybody's surprise, you know.
The record you wanted to impress her with was I'm Walking.
Right, yeah.
Did it impress her?
Oh, it did, yeah. It really did.
50s and 60s, you didn't write much of your own stuff, but nowadays, a garden party you penned, what else have you written?
Well, yeah, in the last, that kind of happened when I got the new band together, which was, now it's, you know, goes back to, I say new band, like 69 and 70.
And you're talking of the Stone Canyon Band. From whence came the name?
Well, that's where the original band members lived, in an area called Stone Canyon in California. So I figured it was as good a name as any, you know. So I just called it the Stone Canyon Band.
I noticed you performed She Belongs to Me. That's a Bob Dylan song tonight.
Yeah, it is. And I recorded that, you know, on a live album at the Troubadour, which I mentioned tonight. But I'm a big fan of his, and I've done a lot of his songs. They seem to lay just kind of right for me, and I enjoy singing them.
Well, we did a rock and roll revival at Madison Square Garden, and I was kind of talked into it at that time.
When was this, Rick?
Oh, gee, let me see. This is probably 1972, I think, 71. I'm really not sure, but it was, I think, 71. And a fellow named Richard Nader, who puts on a lot of rock and roll shows, or used to anyway, kind of talked me into doing it. And I, at that time, I was really involved in, you know, writing my own material, and I had a new band together, and we'd been playing a lot of schools and like concerts and things like that. But you know, it sounded good, 20,000 people. So I went and did it, and you know, it was a learning experience for me, because it was just something that you know, it didn't go over well at all, and you know, stuff like that. But
how do you mean? What?
I think back now, my hair was a lot longer and everything, and everybody on the show kind of was playing. It was a game that they played, and I'd never even seen one before, you know, a rock and roll revival, and everybody had to fit into like the 50s kind of thing, and they all tried to look and dress the same way and stuff, and you know, I didn't know about that part of it. But we did all the old songs, and it was like they couldn't get past just looking at us, you know, so it was kind of instant non-acceptance, you know. But it was good. I wrote a song about it, and it's called Garden Party.
Your songwriting ability or capabilities, now back in the 50s and 60s, you didn't pen many of your own songs, did you?
No, I didn't really, huh? And I was more involved in like finding songs at that time. And, you know, there weren't that many people singing their own material, you know, at that time. I know Gene Pitney was, I used to get records from him and demonstration records from him a lot, you know, and he never really recorded back then. I mean, with any amount of, you know, success or anything, but
he's the man that wrote.
Yeah, he wrote Hello Mary Lou. And
now, did he send that to you as a demo and then you recorded it?
He did. A publishing company named Aaron Schroeder sent it to me, and you know, he was the writer on it, and I guess I thought it was a brand new song, but he'd recorded it about a year earlier, and I guess nothing happened with it, but I'm glad mine did well, you know.